To understand how the Shure MoveMic microphone system sounds, let's start off with how the Apple iPhone 15 Pro Max's standard microphone sounds when it's just recording my voice sitting on a desk in front of me. For this recording, I'm using the Shure Motive audio recording app. So this is the iPhone sound. Now let's have a listen to the Shure MoveMic. Now you're listening to the Shure MoveMic 1. It's a small wireless Bluetooth connected microphone that at the moment is clipped to my lapel. The iPhone is connected to the Shure MoveMic receiver, and that's how it brings the audio from this to the phone. Currently the gain is set at a mid-level, turned down slightly from what it is from factory by default, which was a little bit too much. But there is also a noise reduction system that's not active now, but will be in the next part that you hear. So now you're listening to the same microphone with me in the same position using the same phone to record the audio, but now I've switched the noise reduction system on the Shure MoveMic on, so you can hear the difference from the previous recording, which had it off, to now when it's on. These are all being recorded as a WAV file at a quality of 24 over 48 kilohertz. So now, just so you can really get an idea of what the sound difference is, I'm now back to using the built-in microphone on the iPhone 15 Pro Max. I'm sure you can hear the differences in tone and the way that the noise reduction in particular works when you activate it. And finally, we're back again to using the Shure MoveMic with the noise reduction system active. So what are you going to pay for one of these? Well, the standard one microphone system is $249. If you want one with two microphones included, it's $349. But if you want the whole kit, which has two microphones and the receiver, plus a selection of accessories, it's $499, and the whole kit is available to buy now.